can't imagine why I would have thought that this was a theme song for the Milwaukee Bucks-Celtics game. Actually, the series. It's just gotten worse. It's gotten worse. It does feel like the Celtics think that this is the only way that they can play defense against Giannis, especially in the paint, as Gabe said in our ones and twos this morning. By the way, continue getting us your ones and twos this morning. How do you want this handled going forward, Gabe? Like, this goes back to the chess match that we talk about, right? Because obviously the two teams play tonight. If you're the Bucks and you know that this is the game plan, is there anything you can do adjustment-wise to try to avoid falling into that trap?
I mean, they don't. What the Celtics are trying to do is take the aggressiveness away, especially from Giannis, which I think he handled beautifully in the second half. You saw more spin moves from Giannis. I think you saw some more classic stuff. I mean, I think back to 2019 when he would spin a lot, and then teams caught on to that and would try to take the charge where he spins. So it's just him having this full complement of moves and being more under control with what we saw in the second half to try to avoid those. But like, this is the way the Celtics are going to play after the game. After the game, their head coach said their explanation, there being the officials, if they don't fall down, they don't call it, I got to teach my guys to flop a little more, which I didn't realize was possible, but I guess we're going to see in game four tonight if the Celtics actually can flop a little bit more because they are just on the ground constantly. And the funny part about this whole thing is the Celtics bullied Kevin Durant physically in their opening series against the Nets. Yeah, that's the way you play. Playoff basketball, it's physical. Now the Bucks get a little physical with them, and where are the fouls? We need more fouls. There should have been more fouls called. I can't believe that there weren't more fouls called.
How can anybody say that when they took twice as many free throws as the Bucks did? I don't think the Bucks took a single free throw down the stretch. Wasn't it something crazy like 16
to 0? Last 16 minutes of the game, it was 17-0 were the free throw attempts.
How in the world can you stand in front of a microphone and think for 1 minute that anybody is going to give that argument any credence?
You have Drew Holiday, who took 30 shots, a lot of them in the paint, shooting zero free throws. First time, since 1993, a player to take 30 shots in an NBA playoff game and not shoot a single free throw. They're just sitting there and whining, complaining about every single call. I cannot wait for the series to be over because I am just so done with the Celtics as a team. Because again, falling down is not defense. Supposed to be this great defensive team, defensive player of the year. So many guys who could have been defensive player of the year. All y'all do is fall down constantly.
Well, did they have a case, though, on that final play with the Marcus Smart, Drew Holiday thing? I mean, did they have a case for, the last 2 minutes addressed it as well.
Last 2 minute report addressed it, said it was called correctly.
That could have went either way, though.
Yeah, I can see that.
I had no problem with the way it. I don't know if you call it bad officiating, but it was consistent, right?
Consistently bad,
right? I mean, if you're going to be bad, be consistent.
This series feels like, to bring it into your terms, Chu, the Legion of Boom secondary for the Seahawks in the earlier part of last decade when they went to Super Bowl 1-1. Their theory was, we're going to be physical. You ain't going to call pass interference every time. You can't. We're just way too physical. You're not going to be able to do that. That's what the series feels like. Like, both teams want to be physical, and you're just not going to be able to call a foul every time because otherwise you're stopping it way too often.
In the final 2 minutes, though, the league did say that they missed 5 calls in the game. Now, 5 calls is not egregious. I would say maybe that's average for an NBA game. But it does seem very unusual that down the stretch, a team as physical as the Bucks, Chew, wouldn't have gone to the line at all.
Yeah.
17-0. 17 free throws for the Celtics, 0 for the Bucks.
Which helped the Celtics get back in the game, by the way.
Yeah. No, that is bizarre. But there were a few calls there that could have hurt the Bucks. I mean, if they'd given them 3 shots, probably ties it up. We're going into overtime, right?
Well, the Bucks would have 4.6 to try to get something off.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I didn't have a problem with it. But I didn't realize that they didn't shoot any free throws or Drew Holiday had none. So.
Well, and speaking
of
Drew Holiday,
but these are things you can address before the game. You know, officials, let's say we have a dust-up with Minnesota or something like that. The officiating crew will come into both sides before the game and say, we're not putting up with any crap. So the cheap stuff, we're just telling you right now, we will toss your ass. And they do that if they need to. Can't NBA officials do that? Look, go into the Celtics and say, enough, flop. We'll give you one warning and then we're going to call it. Right?
Yeah, certainly could do that.
I don't know if it's going to change. Look, the Celtics have always played this way. Go back to Larry Bird and McHale. When they used to play the Lakers, they felt that the Lakers were weak and they would just pound the crap out of him. I mean, everyone remembers Rambis and Kevin McHale clotheslining him. That's just how they play. They're thuggish, dirty, and they whine.
So after the game, So after the game, Giannis was asked if he wished that the officials would call the game differently. And Giannis, another moment that went viral, another one of those one of one moments. Here's what Giannis had to say when asked if he wishes the officiating were different.
Wait, hold on. How much does it cost if I take Mr. Dan? Is Mr. Dan here? No, Barry. How much does it cost if I say something, a comment about the ref? Is it 20,000? It's a lot of money, so I should not do it. I save my money. I got to pay for diapers.
That's a good answer. I mean,
diapers are expensive.
Yes.
And then there was this whole contingent of Celtics fans online that were like, he's complaining about the officiating. What, is he crazy? And it was like, no, he didn't complain about the officiating, guys. He said, I'm going to save my money. I'm not going to get fined. I believe it is $15,000 a fine for talking about the officiating, commenting about the officiating after the game.
$15,000 is a lot of diapers.
I mentioned Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday took 30 shots in the game, in game three on Saturday, which is well above how many shots you typically would see Drew Holiday taking, guys. I want to ask you this. Do you think that'll be the game plan for tonight? Look, part of it is because Chris Middleton is out and they need somebody else to be able to push the offense through. But 30 shots for your facilitator, 30 shots for your point guard seems awfully high. I don't know if tonight's game I want the same game plan followed, especially if he's not going to get to the free throw line, especially if he's not going to, you know, draw any fouls and get to the free throw line and help him out that way. Your reaction, Gabe, when you saw that Drew Holiday took 30 shots in Saturday's game?
I was shocked. I didn't think it was that many. Like, in the flow of the game, it didn't seem like he was forcing anything. It just like, oh, he had the open shot, so he took it. He was 3 of 10 from downtown, tried to get into the paint, which is what the Bucks need to do. They need more guys to try to be able to create and get into the lane, other than Giannis, to try to kick it out and get some of these shooters like Brook Lopez, like Grayson Allen, like Pat Connaughton, Bobby Portis, better looks from three-point land. So if Holiday starts to drive and nobody collapses, I have zero problems with him taking that shot. Now, I doubt he takes 30 tonight just because 30 is out of character for him. I'd have to go back and look through his game log to see the last time he took 30 shots, but I'm guessing it was a while ago. But if he takes another 30 shots tonight, I'm not going to have any problem with it because he's your second best player.
But from a facilitator standpoint, typically you don't want your point guard taking that many shots,
right?
No, but
if like nobody's collapsing, if the Celtics' plan is to not help off of the Bucks shooters, then he's going to have to take those shots.
What's up with Lopez? See, the thing, I think the keys to tonight's game, A, is Tatum, because Tatum didn't play well.
He hasn't played well the entire series.
He played okay game two.
Thank you, Wes Matthews.
Game two, though, he played pretty well, and that's what scares me. Good game, bad game, good game, bad game. You know, but Lopez, he's been kind of non-existent.
And
right?
That's a mistake, I think. I think it's a mistake for the Bucks not to take advantage of his height advantage in this series because they do have a significant one inside with Lopez. The thing about Lopez, I think, is, and Dario always says this about him because he covered him in New York, is he is the all-time leading scorer in Nets history. This is a guy who can score the ball. But during his time here in Milwaukee, he kind of defers to Giannis. He lets Giannis kind of chew up that paint. They both can't be in there. Then it starts to affect the defense, and you know, you can't get your offense running as effectively as efficiently. So he kind of defers. He takes kind of that back seat. But in a game like this, you almost need him to really start being more aggressive, taking more shots, because he has that huge advantage inside.
But he's got to get the ball. You know, with Giannis, because he's not creating his own shot, right? Like,
no.
You have to get the ball. It has to be a conscious effort to get the ball to him on the block. He didn't have any threes in this last game, you know, so if he happens to be in the corner, out on the wing, and his defender helps off and you kick it out to him, like, Brooke, that has to be a conscious effort of, we have to get the ball to him because he's not going to be able to create his own shot. And if Giannis and Drew are driving and nobody helps off of Brooke, then yeah. Giannis and Drew are going to get 60 shots between the two of them.
I also think, too, you're not going to see some of the impact that Brook Lopez had in this game in the box score. Like, some of it is him just being inside and being able to change the trajectory of some of the Celtics shots, right? Because he's got those long arms, he gets them up there, and you have to shoot around him. So I don't know if it's as accurate. You know, you look at the box score, you see he played 29 minutes, 13 points. How many rebounds did he have?
10
rebounds?
That's it's a really good, it's pretty good game.
It's a pretty good game by Lopez. But again, I think the impact that you're not seeing on there is his ability to affect what the Celtics want to do inside. 103-101 the score. All right, let's turn to tonight's game. Let's turn to tonight's game because they're back on the court. Chewy, you said this is the game that matters in this series. How do you think it's going to go? Is that a snore?
I'm not sure what that was.
I'm concerned from the standpoint of, okay, this is why I wanted a Friday-Sunday, because players know when we played and we knew we were the national game at 3:30 or 4:30 or whatever it is, a late game, players know that. They're like, ooh, there's going to be a lot more people watching. There'd be more people watching if the game was played yesterday as opposed to a Monday night.
Sure.
Am
but
I
there
right?
were more people watching Saturday afternoon than if they would have played Friday night.
I still think a lot of national, I'm talking, you know, you're always going to have your Bucks fans here and your Celtics fans there. I'm talking from a national standpoint.
Well, just because Saturday's game was the ABC game. So
yeah, but I'm saying if they played on Friday night, there'd still be nationally a lot of people out and about watching sports bars, blah, blah. Players know that, you know? Like, we knew if we were the game at 4:30 on a Sunday, more people are going to be watching than a noon game, right?
Yeah.
Where there's a ton of them. I'm just worried of, like, the little letdown they had in game two, or the just juice wasn't there. Giannis will have it. It's just everyone else has to come along with him. Psyche is so huge when you get to these seven-game series.
And you said you had a feeling this morning that they were going to, in fact, lose tonight's game.
I don't feel great about tonight's game.
I don't like that.
He's been
pretty right so far. I just don't like it.
Pretty right. Not 100% right, but sort of right.
Like, I mean,
I still 90%. Think, I still think if it goes seven, they win game seven in Boston.